Welcome to our third meditation for Lady Naguma Foundation's series on the five wisdoms, the wisdom of accomplishment. Today we will be working with the Samana Vayu and the Manipura Chakra. So sit with your spine comfortably erect, not too stiff. And bring your body to a relaxed state of stillness. You will stay here unmoving for the next 30 minutes. When the cold angers of jealousy, resentment, and malice ride on the Samana Vayu, see it as a dull olive green color. First, we'll try to feel it flowing and swirling outward from the Manipura Chakra to just beyond the skin encircling our midsections. It starts somewhere just above the Svadhisthana Chakra, and the band continues to below the Anahata Chakra. It varies for individuals depending upon their height. It can be anywhere from 6 inches to 1 foot in width. Try to feel it or simply imagine it. Encircling your waist. And if it's not too difficult, imagine the same energy goes to the tongue. Now bring your focus to the nay of the Manipura Chakra. Link the wind, the color, and the breath together at the nay. The Samana Vayu, dull green. The Manipura exhaling and pausing, inhaling and pausing. You will hold this focus for the length of the meditation. However, if your mind starts to sink, briefly expand your awareness to the periphery of where this wind is in your body. So first we come to know the wind associated with negative thoughts. Jealousy, malice, and resentment misunderstand the mind of me and mine. When jealousy is in control, I am intensely unhappy about the happiness of others. I use my words to make them feel guilty about the good things they get. I use my actions to show displeasure and even shun those I am jealous of. My jealous words belittle them and make them feel ashamed. I steal their happiness. With my words and deeds, I build mental and physical walls between me and them. Thinking I'm pure and good, my jealousy slyly hides behind righteous motivation. My jealous words make others feel they should hide or justify the good things they have. I steal the happiness of others by putting them down in front of those that matter to them. I find subtle ways to make them look bad. I find ways to block their progress and ridicule their accomplishments. I point out all the reasons why their achievements are small. I claim they don't deserve their fame or fortune or success. They don't deserve happiness, health, or peace of mind. I find ways to belittle their good qualities. I point out their faults. Blind to the wisdom that says, I get what I deserve, not what others deserve. I fail to succeed, and I never reach my goals. When malice is in control, I am happy when the bad things come to others. I like laughing at the painful things that happen to them. Especially those I see as my enemies. I enjoy it when others laugh at them too, along with me. Sometimes I keep my happiness subtle and hidden. I like to read or watch movies about bad things happening to others. I take pleasure in reading about the small, painful things that happen to the powerful, rich, and famous. I like to share the gossip about it too. I smugly think they deserved it. I judge others harshly. And when harm comes their way, I say it serves them right. I happily undermine others. I delight in knowing their secrets, secrets of my enemies. I delight in making arguments to prove them wrong. When resentment is in control, I feel bitter about how others treat me. I plot revenge. I repeatedly recall what you did to hurt me. I'll never forgive you for what you did. My resentment eats away at me. For all the humiliation you heaped upon me, you hypocrite. All the times you took advantage of me, just wait. I hate how they discriminate against me. So unjust. I resent the fact that no one recognizes my worth. I'll never forget your scorn. I'll get even with you. Now let's change to the clarity of accomplishing wisdom, riding on the Samana Vayu. See this Samana Vayu as a rich emerald green color. Breathing out this beautiful emerald green wisdom. Pausing at the bottom of the exhale. Breathing in the emerald green wisdom and pausing at the top of the inhale. This is the knowledge that there is no object, the mind of me and mine, that is not coming from me. I never forget, functionally, you are me. So you, me, is the complete absence of jealousy, malice, and resentment. You, me, wisdom understands everything is a projection of our mind. You, me, is a joyous destroyer of barriers between you and me. There is nothing you, me, cannot accomplish. You, me, is a builder of bridges, not a maker of walls. You, me, dances the fearless dance of deepest love. You, me, is never without the courage to act. You, me, understands the complete fairness of seeds. You, me, accomplishes everyone's wishes naturally and effortlessly. You, me, is a perfect seed planter. You, me, revels in the good qualities of others. You, me, is the epic journey of student and teacher. From a place of infinite love, you, me, has the power of wrath. Yumi is the power to end all inefficient action. Yumi can never be defeated. Yumi revels in a never-ending party for everyone's success. Yumi has the courage to examine all unexamined doubts. Yumi is a master of all practices. Yumi is the source of all powers. Yumi is the ultimate evolution of the capacity to accomplish all goals. Yumi is a unique state of mind that brings on the power to send out infinite clones in infinite ways to help infinite living beings. I am the yogi who attains all goals. And so I watch as infinite clones fly out from my Manipura chakra, helping infinite living beings achieve every single one of their dreams. You can release your focus on the breath at the Manipura. And take a long exhale and a deep inhale. Open your eyes and stretch.